主啊，我待会讲到的时候，一下会讲英文，一下会讲中文。
Just once in a while, when I speak later.
Just like the skit.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
刚才有两位我们的青年他们献乐给主耶稣。
We have two young people, they offering their music to the Lord.
Irene 跟 Sharon 他们演了一个短剧。
Irene and Sharon had this beautiful skit.
然后这个 Irene 又有一个舞蹈。
And Irene's beautiful dance.
他们就在讲到耶稣。
They're talking about Jesus.
耶稣诞生了以后的小孩。
The birth of Jesus and his growing up.
你们有多少人知道刚才他说讲的是讲什么？他们在演的是什么
？Do you understand that skit?
那个年纪比较大的 Sharon 演的那个女的是谁啊？
So who's the older lady that Sharon portrayed?
谁知道回答我？
Anybody?
总有一个人知道一点嘛，呀、yeah.。啊，伊丽莎白哈。
That was Elizabeth.
好，他的儿子就是施洗约翰。
So his son is John the Baptist.
那另外一个很明显就是玛利亚跟他的儿子耶稣。
And the other people were Mary and baby Jesus.
And 你刚才看到那个录影带上演的。
So you also saw the video.
就是讲到耶稣一生很快的，玛利亚在想到他的儿子的事情。
So she was thinking about the life of.Her son, Jesus.
你们知道这是圣诞节真正的意义。
This is the true meaning of Christmas.
是关于耶稣基督来到这世界上的事情，诞生，这是圣诞节。
It's about the birth of Jesus on this earth.
我们今天早上。
This morning.
我讲的题目是。
I will speak of the topic.
就是以马内利。
Emmanuel.
上帝。与我们同在。
God is with us.
我下面要用英文讲了。
Pastor is going to speak in English now.
I'm going to invite you to read two scriptures.
所以我们请一起来看两节的经文。
First one is Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25.
第一段的经文在马太福音第一章十八到二十五节。
We're going to read about how Jesus was born.
我们要读到耶稣他是如何诞生。
Why his name is Emmanuel?
为什么他的名字叫以马内利?
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。
You can see, I cannot see. Okay, let's read. Okay, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
we thank you.
我们谢谢你。
You came to the world 2,000 years ago.
你在两千年前诞生在这个世界。
Your name is Emmanuel.
你的名字叫以马内利。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
We invite you to come today.
我们邀请你来我们当中。
May you speak through the Holy Spirit.
愿你从借着圣灵来对我们说话。
Each one of us.
对我们每一个人说话。
To show us who you are.
让我们知道你是谁。
And what does Emmanuel mean?
以马内利的意义是什么？
Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We just read a scripture.
我们刚才读了一段圣经。
In this eight verses.
在这八节的圣经里面。
It tells us.
告诉我们。
That Mary, Jesus' mom, was pregnant by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣的妈妈玛利亚借圣灵怀孕。
Before he actually married Joseph.
在他在嫁给约瑟之前。
Joseph was a good man.
约瑟是一个义人。
I'm a good man too.
我也是一个义人。
I found out last night when I prepared a message, my name is English name is Joseph too.
我昨天在准备这个讲章的时候，我发现我也是义人，我也叫约瑟。
I love it.
我很爱这个名字。
Joseph was a good man.
约瑟是一个义人。
He did not want to disgrace his fiancee Mary.
他不要明明的羞辱他的这个未婚妻。
So divorce her privately.
所以他想要暗暗的把他休了。
As a matter of fact,
甚至
as a matter of fact, according to the law.
所以因为借着这个律法呢，法律。
If Mary found that he was pregnant outside wedlock, she was stoned to death.
玛利亚在被人发现她是在婚前就怀孕的话呢，她就会被人用石头打死。
So Joseph wants to save her face and her life as well.
所以约瑟是为了要保留玛利亚的面子跟她的生命。
In this critical moment,
所以在这个很危险的时刻
，There was an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in dream.
主的使者就在梦里向约瑟显现。
The angel said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid."
主的使者向他梦中显现说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕。
Take Mary home as your wife.”
只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。
Because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
Because you will save his people from their sins.
因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet.
这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话。
The virgin will conceive.
说必有童女怀孕生子。
And give birth to a son.
人要借他的名为以马内利。
And they will call him Emmanuel.
这以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Which means God is with us. So Joseph obeyed God, took Mary as his wife. Mary gave birth to a son. And Joseph named him Jesus as the angel instructed him.
所以约瑟醒了起来，就遵行主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来，只是没有与他同房，等他生了儿子，给他起名叫耶稣。
This is the origin how Jesus' name called Emmanuel.
这就是为什么一开始耶稣的名字叫以马内利。
God is with us.
神与他同在。
When Jesus was born,
当耶稣生出来的时候。
God tried to communicate to all the mankind.
他就要跟人类来沟通说
I am with you.
我与你同在。
I just wonder, this is a joke, but I wonder, I thought December 21st was the end of the world. Why you are still here?
所以我在想说有人说这种笑话说12月21日是世界末日。
No, no, no. 他们不是说笑话他们很认真的。
他们不是说笑话是很认真的。
I just wonder why you still here.
那我们为什么还在这里呢
？I thought that December 21st last Friday was the end of the world.
上星期五不是最后一天吗
？Many people believe in that.
有很多人相信。
Many people prepare for that.
有人还为他准备。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because we live in a very desperate time.
因为我们是在一个很紧急的时期。
We don't know what the future will be.
我们不知道未来是什么。
People are full of fear.
所以人就充满了恐惧。
Uncertainty.
这种不确定
about next year, about tomorrow,
有关明天，有关明年。
So whenever there's a speculation like this,
所以有这种说法的时候
，people believe in it.
有人就相信了
，and they prepare for it.
他们就为这个事准备。
And the many business,
就很多的这一些商业
exploit this opportunity,
就借着这个机会呢
，get money from people
来赚钱。
They have the end of world party. Do you know that?
他们有世界末日的 party.
I saw that a lot of news about in Asia, in Taiwan.
在亚洲，在台湾。
They have an end war party, particularly among the young people.
年轻人有世界末日的庆典。
After end of world,
世界末日之后呢
？They return to work.
他们又回去工作。
So it's a joke.
所以是一个笑话。
But that's a projection.
所以这就让我们看到
of the mankind globally right now.
我们人类全宇宙的这个想法。
We are very uncertain about future.
我们都是对未来不确定。
This morning,
今天早上
I want to share with you about this message.
我跟你宣讲这一个信息。
I like the Lord to speak to you.
愿神与对你说话。
Wherever you stand faith, your faith.
不论你的信仰，你的信心在哪里。
God cares for you.
神关心你。
Amen.
Amen.
We usually don't care what people say.
有时候我们是不管别人怎么说。
Until we see they care for me.
一直到我们发现那个人关心我。
Amen.
Amen.
So I like you to listen with an open heart.
所以我请你用打开的心来听。
Don't let the thing to distract you.
别让别的事情扰扰你。
You come here.
你来到这里。
To see God.
要遇见神。
You need to meet him.
你需要遇见他。
His name is Emmanuel.
他的名字叫以马内利。
God is with you.
神与你同在。
With me.
与我。
And just now we read a story.
就现在我们读了一个故事。
Just now.
就现在
Matthew chapter 1 verse 18 to 25
马太福音第一章十八到二十五节
And the author comment on that
这个作者这样说
He say this is fulfilled the prophecy has been declared about being declared
这一些事的成就是要应验主借先知所说的话
So what is prophecy according to
所以这个先知说的话在哪里呢
In book of Isaiah
是在以赛亚书里面
Chapter 7
第七章
Verse 10 to 17
第十到十七节
Because of time's sake
因为时间关系
I will not ask you to read it
我们不要一起读了
There's a lot of name there
很多的名字
You won't get it anyway
呀你也不大了解
But I will tell you the story
我跟你说这个故事
This is about 600 years earlier than when Jesus was born
就在耶稣六百年出生之前
There was a guy named called Ahaz
有一个王叫做亚哈斯王
He was the grandson of King Uzziah
他是乌西亚王的孙子
King Uzziah was a great king
他是一个很大的王
伟大的王
伟大的王
So Ahaz was the king of Judah
然后亚哈斯他是犹大的王
When he was the king of Judah
当他是亚大的王的时候犹大的王
King of Syria and the king of Israel they unite together to attack his kingdom
那个叙利亚王跟这个Israel 的王他们要一起以色列的王要一起攻打亚哈斯
They came to attack the capital called Jerusalem
他们就到耶路撒冷城要来攻打
But they cannot overpower the city
可是就是没有办法攻取
But the king Ahaz and the whole nation of Judah they were nervous
可是亚哈斯王跟他们全部百姓都非常的紧张
They were shaken
他们就被震撼了
They were in a crisis
他们有个危机
And God sent the prophet Isaiah to meet King Ahaz
所以神就叫他的使者以赛亚先知来到他们中间
God comforted the king
所以神就安慰这个国王
He said I know what's going on
好我知道要发生什么事
Nothing will happen
没有事的
They cannot take over.
他没有办法攻取你的城。
But you have to stand firm.
可是你要在站信心上站稳。
If you don't stand firm,
你如果不立稳的话
you cannot stand at all.
你就会败坏。
Just for your information.
这就是让你知道。
For your information.
为给你资料。
King Ahaz was a bad king.
这个亚斯王是一个不好的王。
What I mean bad is he didn't walk in the way he consulted God.
他没有做神要他做的事。
He just did his own thing.
他自己做他心里想做的事。
As a matter of fact,
其实呢
King Ahaz represents most of us, even believers.
亚哈斯很就像我们代表我们这一些信徒。
我们一般的人。
一般人。
A lot of time we do things we don't honor God, we don't consult His will.
有时候我们做一些事情是没有尊神为大，我们也没有求问他。
We just do it anyway.
我们就这样子去做。
We do according to our value.
我们靠着我们自己的价值观来做。
Our plan.
我们自己的计划。
We didn't go with God's value.
我们没有借着神的价值观。
But we see here.
可是在这里我们看见。
Even King Ahaz was a bad king.
亚哈斯王虽然是一个坏的王。
But God still appeared to him.
神还是向他显明。
In his national crisis.
在这一个国家的危机里。
God sent the prophet Isaiah to comfort him.
神就借着先知以赛亚来安慰他。
And counsel him.
来指导他。
God spoke to Ahaz, asking a very good, very interesting question. He said, ask me for a sign, not a common one, a very big, unusual one.
所以神叫亚哈斯王说，你给我求一个兆头，一个非常 不一样的兆头。
I know you kind of wonder why you talk about Christmas go all the way back so far away.
所以你觉得很奇怪，我们在讲圣诞节，你怎么讲到六百年耶稣之前诞生的这个事情
？But this is very important.
这个是非常重要。
I like to listen carefully.
所以你仔细听。
Many times,
很多时候
we celebrate Christmas
我们在庆祝圣诞节
in a very superficial way.
是一个很那个肤浅的
We never pause and think about
我们没有停下来想
What does Jesus born to What does the birth of Jesus Christ relate to my daily life right now?
所以耶稣诞生与我每天生活有什么关系呢
We so used to be so busy during in this season.
我们很习惯忙碌
And many people feel so good when it's over.
所以在这个圣诞假期完后，他很高兴已经结束了。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning we will find out.
今天早上我会发现。
What does Emmanuel mean to me?
以马内利到底对我是什么意义
？What does that relate to my daily life?
所以对我每天的生活有什么益处
？How does that relate to my future?
对我的未来是什么意思
？2013. So King Ahaz.
所以亚哈斯王呢
？He doesn't believe in God.Too much.
他没有很信靠神。
You know how he respond?
你知道他怎么样的回答吗
？He said, "No, I don't want to ask God a sign."
他很那个，就是说伪善的说，我不要试探神。
I don't want to ask any sign.
我什么都不要求。
I don't want to put God in test.
我也不要试探他。
Do you think he was very spiritual?
你觉得他是很属灵这样说吗
？If God asking, say, "Why don't you ask a sign?"
如果神对他说。你向我求一个兆头。
May I ask you?
我问你。
Why did God ask King Ahaz, a one who doesn't believe in him very much, say,
他为什么要
you ask a sign, a big one?
问一个不大相信他的这个王来问他一个兆头呢
？Why did God ask that?
为什么神这样问他
？I expect answer from you.
请回答。
为什么一个上帝要问一个对他都不太相信的一个恶王，要求一个伟大的征兆，一个 sign？
Why does God ask from a disobedient king to ask for a great sign?
Why?
Why? 为什么
Yeah, Albert? Okay, very good. Albert, answer very well. Because God wants to interact with you.
因为神要你们参与。
他要跟你有互动。Is that right?
是吗
Is that wonderful? God's not just aloof high in heaven. He doesn't care. He cares for you.
因为神他关心你，他要跟你有互动。
Speak to your neighbor. Say God cares for you.
跟你的邻居说神关心你。
And smile.
然后对他微笑。
Amen. Tell your neighbor. Say relax.
跟你的邻舍说。
Speak louder. Relax.
你放轻松。
You look so serious.
你看起来好严肃哦。
Relax.
放轻松。
It's Christmas.
这是圣诞节。
It's Emmanuel came.
是以马内利。
So God say, God told King Ahaz.
所以神跟亚哈斯王说。
Whether you ask a sign or not.
你问我求兆头不求。
I will give you a sign.
我会给你一个。
He say a girl who was a virgin.
她有一个女子童女。
Will give a birth.
会。怀孕生子
and when his baby grew until before two years old
在他两岁之前
all those two kings land will be desolate will be totally destroyed
你所憎恶的那两王之地必至见弃
in other words within 3 years
总之三年内
and then it was fulfilled
所以就这样我成就了
Later on, the history showed it was fulfilled.
之后历史上也证明是成就了。
And those two kings never conquered the city of Jerusalem.
所以那个两个要来攻打他的王，从来没有进到耶路撒冷城里面。
But in the Bible,
可是在圣经里
，in the Old Testament,
在旧约里
，we learn that
我们学到
God's prophecy sometimes have double fulfillment.
所以神的他的这个先知的话语是有双重的意义，
双重的实现。
双重的实现
This is very important.
这是非常重要
It was fulfilled first to the king, Ahaz.
一开始是实现给这个亚哈斯王
He sold something, a woman was a virgin and later on conceived and gave the baby. Within 3 years, the thing fulfilled.
所以在三年内这一件事情童女怀孕生子的事情就成就了
But 600 years later
可是600年之后呢
It also fulfilled
又实现
In Jesus' life
在耶稣的身上
And Mary was a virgin
然后玛利亚她还是一个童女
Just now we read a scripture
就像我们刚才读圣经
But he was pregnant by the Holy Spirit
她是从圣灵怀孕
But Joseph, her fiancé didn't understand this
所以约瑟他的这个未婚夫就不了解
Because human mind cannot understand
因为我们人的头脑没有办法
A lot of people don't believe that
有很多人都不相信
Do you know the birthOf Jesus Christ was a miracle.
你知道耶稣的诞生是一个奇迹
Because it transcends human reason.
所以是超过我们人的理智
How can Mary, you know, just now I appreciate Irene and Sharon, you know, such a lively presentation here.
我很感谢这个Irene 跟Sharon 他们很好的演出
I believe they practice a lot.
他们练习了很久
We really appreciate you, Irene.
我们非常感谢你们的功劳
It's wonderful. It just brings the birth of Jesus and growing out of Jesus to the reality to today's context
就把耶稣诞生的放在我们今天的这个生活方式
It wasn't easy for Mary
对玛利亚是不简单的事
She was a virgin
她是一个童女
Then she found out she was pregnant
然后她发现她怀孕了
By the way, I just want to inform you our sister Yu Jia already got a wonderful daughter
哦，瑜伽有一个
Hallelujah.
女婴
On the Thursday morning.
在星期四早上
A beautiful one.
是一个美丽的女婴
I'm going to visit them this afternoon.
我们等一下下午要去看她
So it's not easy for Mary.
所以对玛利亚很不容易
A virgin to carry a baby.
一个童女来怀孕
And say this baby is son of God.
说这个是神的儿子
Think about that.
你想一想
All the women here.
全部的女士们
Think about that.
你想一下
All the men here.
你这些男士们
Because that was eternity invades time.
这是因为永恒来划过时空来我们当中。
God create time.
神他创造时间。
But he transcend time.
这是超越时间。
Amen. We all live in the frame of time right now.
我们都在时间的限制里。
Right now is 11:19 a.m.
现在11:19
December 23rd.I need to control time.
我需要控制时间。
Otherwise, many people will stand and leave.
不然大家就走了。
Because it's too long.
因为太久了。
But when Jesus came,
当耶稣进入
He was born.
他就出生了。
He was God himself came.
他是神自己来到这
里。He invade time.
他创造时间。
He overrule natural law.
他超过我们自然界的定律
And Mary was pregnant.
然后玛利亚就怀孕了
And gave birth.
然后生出一个婴儿
Called Emmanuel.
叫以马内利
God is with us.
神与我们同在
God was with King Ahaz.
神在与亚哈斯王同在
Even though he was the bad king.
虽然他是一个坏的王
God was with Israelites.
然后神也与以色列人在一起
You know,The last book of the Old Testament.
你知道那个旧约的最后一本书
Malachi. Between Malachi and the first book of New Testament, there were 400 years God was silent.
所以从旧约到新约中间有400年神是没有说话的。
He didn't say any word.
他什么都没有说。
Through any prophet.
也没有对任何先知来说话。
There was no revelation.
什么启示都没有。
Until.
一直到。
Until Mary was pregnant.By the Holy Spirit.
一直到玛利亚从圣灵怀孕
Give a baby.
就生出一个婴儿
Called Emmanuel.
叫以马内利
God came back.
神与我们同在
To with his people.
来与他的人民
Israelites.
以色列人
Those days, Israelites' spiritual condition were very bad.
那时候以色列人的属灵状况非常糟
It was a dark time.
是一个黑暗时期
And Jesus came.
然后耶稣来了
And his name called God is with us.
他的名字叫神与我们同在
Is that wonderful?
不是很棒吗
How many of you want that this loving God be with you? Raise your hand.
你们有谁要这个慈爱的神与你同在
He is with you today.
他今天就与你同在
That's why you are here today.
就是为什么你今天在
God want you to hear this.
你要听这个。
Maybe you're facing many challenges right now.
或者你要面对很多的挑战。
Time is difficult.
这个时刻很困难。
I think this is one of the most difficult Christmas for America.
对很多人，这个圣诞节是非常困难的。
对美国来说，这是最困难的一个圣诞节之一。Because they haven't resolved the problem.
因为他们的国家的问题没有解决。
They haven't resolved the fiscal cliff problem.
这个财政悬崖的问题。
Also, we see the news after news is the shooting.
还有这个枪杀的事情，我们在电视看见，到处都是。
People want to control guns.
大家要控制枪支。
But you can't control guns.
可是你不能。
No, you can.
你可以。
But you cannot control a person's heart.
可是你不能控制人的心。
Amen. You cannot control a person's mind.
你怎么控制人的头脑呢？
This nation facing a crisis.
这个国家面对危机。
I like to share with you.
我要跟你分享一下。
Emmanuel had twofold meaning.
以马内利有两个双重的意义。
The first.
第一个意义。
Is a positive.
是一个正面的。
God is with you.
神与你同在。
He comfort you.
他安慰你。
He counsel you.
他也会指引你。
He leads you the way.
他会引导你前面的路。
Isn't that wonderful?
那不是很棒吗？
God comfort King Ahaz.
神也安慰亚哈斯王。
He counsel him.
他也辅导他。
He told him what he should do.
他告诉他要怎么做。
He shall not turn away from God.
说你不要离弃神。
Otherwise,
不然的话，
Assyria will come.
亚述王会来。
And it was fulfilled.
就这样子成就了。
But the second meaning of Emmanuel.
可是第二个意义呢？
Is God is with you.
神是与你同在。
Is God with me.
神也与我同在。
He will exhort you.
他要提升你。
No, 他要劝诫你。
他要劝诫你。
Okay. 他要规劝你。
他会规劝你。
He will exhort you. He will correct you.
会更正你。
He will confront you.
他也会面对你。
For your sin.
对于你的罪。
And the rebellion.
还有你的悖逆。
That's the meaning of Emmanuel.
这个就是以马内利的意思。
I'd like to conclude my message here.
我现在就要结束我的信息。
We will break into the small group.
我们要弄成小组。
I invite all of you don't leave.
我请你们大家都不要离开。
Because God is going to speak to you.
神要对你说话。
Through the small group.
从小组里面来
对你说话。To share a little bit.
一起来分享。
What have you learned?
你学到了什么？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
my friends,
我的朋友们
I think God brought you here today.
我想今天神带你来这里
You need to listen to him.
你需要听神的话
Do not worry about Christmas shopping.
不要担心圣诞节的打拼
Do not worry about the Christmas Eve, what are you going to eat?
等一下圣诞大餐要吃什么
You need to know what does the Emmanuel mean to you right now.
你要知道以马内利对你个人的意义是什么
Amen.
Amen.
This is a very important question.
这是非常重要的问题。
There's a positive meaning.
有一个正面的意义。
Let him comfort you.
让神来安慰你的心。
Comfort you.
来安慰你。
Counsel you.
来辅导你。
Lead you.
引导你。
Also let him correct you.
也让他来更正你。
Humble before God.
我们要在神面前谦卑。
Share with your small group member.
在你小组里面
，God will speak to you today.
神会对你个人说话。
Let's arise and pray.
我们请起立来祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣,
we ask you
我们请你,
to be with each one of us.
与我们每个人同在,
May you bless our friends.
你来祝福这些朋友,
they came today.
他们今天来,
they seek something.
他们在寻找一些东
西, you're the one they need to meet.
你就是他们所要遇见的那一位,
May you speak to them.
求你为他们做
话, do the small group sharing.
从小组的分享里,
in Jesus' name we pray.
用耶稣名祷告,
Amen.
Amen.
All the co-worker, please lead a cell group.Merry Christmas and God bless you.
所以请小组长来带领小组。圣诞快乐。